kid, I'm gonna tell you an incredible story.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Expecto Patronum!
I am no Jedi.
Bears eats Battlestar Galactica.
Assemble.
Yeah. All right. All I need to hear is that Portals theme. That is all I need to hear. That's all. Portals theme and I'm in. I'm into whatever we're talking about. We're talking about Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and then you play the Portals theme from Endgame right before that. I'm in. I'm like, let's talk about it.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears, get out of here.
Welcome in to the Carbonite Crew Show YouTube channel / podcast. However you're listening, welcome in. We are so glad you are here joining us today. I'm your host, Tyler. Mm-hmm. That is the other host, Steven. And together we make a crew, a Carbonite crew. Yeah.
We'll
go with it. That's what we make.
That's a pretty good name. You just come up with that.
Yeah. It's been in the works for a few years. You know, I've gone back and forth. I've got my yellow legal notepad, my pros and my cons list, and
sure.
That's a How I Met Your Mother reference for all you you newbies out there.
Oh man, yellow legal notepad.
All right, so we are here today because we're going to talk Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. I would say like a beloved film, or I would say like a hated film, but I really don't know where it ranks. It was hated forever. Now it's starting to get some love, but it's also still hailed as the worst Star Wars film.
I was going to
I don't know.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would say it's the worst Star Wars film, right? At least definitely sequels, they would have said that. I would now say Last Jedi is my least favorite Star Wars film, but
okay, we're not going to get into like the specifics because this is going to take too long. But like, I honestly think The Last Jedi is a really good film if you watch it purely by itself.
Sure, yeah, I agree.
Like, if you're like, if
we
you
can all
know
agree
not,
with that,
if
that's
you just
fine.
Pretend like it's its own thing, it's a really good movie.
Yeah, I think everyone agrees with that. I think everyone agrees, like, oh yeah, no, that was well done. Problem is, it's not its own movie. It's one of, like, I don't know, a 40-year franchise.
No, you know what the problem is with the sequel trilogy? And I'm probably beating a dead horse at this point, because I'm pretty sure I've said this on the show or the podcast. But, like, if you literally just stop releasing concept art of episode 9, it will get better. But no, you want to keep rubbing salt in the wound. You're like, this is what you could have had. Stop. Don't do that.
Oh, man.
Like, there's just no point. I don't get it.
Oh.
Thank you.
But that's not what we're here to talk about, is it?
No,
we're here to pretend the sequels don't exist.
We really need to have like a whole episode, like a 2-hour episode of like, what is wrong with them? What is right with them? And just get it off our chest. But no, we are here to talk about the prequel trilogy, which is, in my opinion, the best trilogy. I'm obviously biased because I was a child, and that is literally what I grew up with.
Yeah.
I tweeted out the other day, actually, that, you know, episode 2 does really hold a special place in my heart because it is the first Star Wars film I binge watched and just was on repeatedly. Candid moment here. I remember I was at one of my friend's house. I would go over there all the time when I was younger. And I don't know if we had like a camera or a video camera. I don't remember, but it was me and these two brothers. And we would, you know, play Star Wars. And we were like, we're going to like make episode 2. Like, we're going to make a Star Wars movie. And I remember we basically just based it off of episode 2. Like, we just recreated episode 2. That's all we would ever do.
Oh, man.
And I remember I was always so excited.
Are you talking about my house?
I'm not talking about your house. Your house was like the action adventure Star Wars, right?
I don't remember filming anything, but we definitely made up our own stories all the time.
Yeah. I remember at your house, I don't know why this memory sticks out, you had this like play set, this like, you know, swing set, and mm-hmm. there was like this rope climbing, I don't know, whatever, you climb the ropes, right? Like the netted rope. Mm-hmm. And I'd always have like the lightsaber dangling because they had the cool like retractable lightsabers that didn't light up, which are still the best ones. And I would remember we'd like,
I don't disagree,
hang off of that like we were like trying to get somewhere, some cool action scene or action sequence. And then
yep.
you also had the swinging like teeter totter looking thing, and I'd
pretend that was right. speeder all the speeder. Time.
You remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See.
Yep.
Man, we use that speeder a lot. Right. Not sure where we actually went, but we went places with that.
Is the answer.
Oh man, those were some good days. Those are some back, good days. But
back when we didn't have, you know, to pay taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
Buy our own food. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Did you know that children? I don't know what country this is. I learned this the other day. children are taxed like a 60-something percent tax rate.
What? Yeah,
and you're like, that's just outrageous. And I guess the reasoning is, I could be completely wrong, this is just what I've been informed. I guess the reason is because there's a lot of parents that will you give their child money and call it like earned money, so that like the parents don't mm-hmm. have to claim it, but the kids claim it, but it tax more for that reason. So parents can't get away with it.
Weird.
Wild. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Just had to insert that.
Super weird.
You know, the more you know. We're here to
the
talk
more you know.
Episode 2. and I'm actually in the middle of reading a book, which is wild. I don't do that. You know, Steven knows this. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. And
I was unaware he was able to read.
Hey, this is what it is, man. I'm getting there. This is how I'm learning. Brotherhood. Though.
There you
this
go.
Just dropped. This takes place after episode 2. And I just happened to watch episode 2 right before I started reading this book. And I think you need to watch episode 2. Read this book by Mike Chen called Brotherhood. It's about Anakin and Obi-Wan. Anakin just becomes a Jedi Knight, but that's at the beginning, so it's not really a spoiler. But yeah, check it out. It's really it's not
we
a spoiler.
Also all know that Anakin is a Jedi Knight. It's not new information. What are you talking about? It's not like that.
I mean, in the context of
the book. Anyone that clicks on this link to this show is well aware of Anakin's Jedi Knight status.
So had I said he becomes a master in this book, that's a different story. Completely different story.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Too soon.
Ooh, too soon. But yeah, we're here to talk about episode 2. And it's been 20 years since it came out. 20 years.
Which is
years.
Insane.
I remember sitting in the theater with you watching this movie for the first time, watching mm-hmm. Yoda ignite his lightsaber, watching R2 rocket across destroyed factory. Like, and it was just the wildest thing. I can vividly remember these moments in the theater. It was 20 mm-hmm. years ago. How I remember that, I don't know. It's a core memory, clearly.
Yeah.
But I remember just, you know, this film is, I remember yesterday I told you I had something I wanted to say and I don't even remember it. I'm just going through all these emotions of watching it. And I texted Steven this and during my viewing the other day, and I said, I can see why a lot of adults hated this movie when it came out, because mm-hmm. the writing is just so, and I'm not saying anything no one doesn't know already.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty brutal.
It's bad. It's, mm-hmm. But it's also amazing. It's also, it's like, because I feel like this is stuff I would have said in high school. Kind of.
Mm.
At the same yeah. time. And you got to think about the age group. Like, Anakin is only like 18 or like 19 years old.
Yeah.
20. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can see how he would be saying that. Why Padme eats it up, I have no idea.
that is the real question.
That's the question. We need to do like a watch along with this, maybe like a group watch along or something on our Facebook group, because I think it would be so fun to watch.
Oh man.
I will say they did release revealed the merchandise that will be available at Star Wars Celebration next week, mm-hmm. and I have a shirt. I have an eye on my shirt. That is probably one of the coolest shirts. If you are a wrestling fan, It is got to be the coolest thing. So what it is I don't know if you remember, was it Zamwessel, the bounty hunter that tries to kill Padme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before she's a changeling. It's a shirt with her on it, and it's got her changeling form, and it says Wesselmania 2, and it's got the Roman numerals, and then it has other characters like Jango and Padme.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, okay, that is pretty cool. It's so stupid. Wesselmania 2. And if you are going to Star Wars Celebration, there is no shortage of sand meme merchandise. There's beach towels. Beautiful. Talking about the worst things about sand, and t-shirts with memes, and it's such a waste of money.
That's hilarious.
But it's the greatest thing ever.
Yes. Oh man, that line. That line that will live in infamy.
You know what really bothers me? Oh my gosh. We're just going to jump in. We're just going to talk about our favorite moments in this movie.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason. This is not a favorite moment. This actually really bothers me. It's the moment after Anakin kills all the Tusken Raiders, and he's talking to Padme how he slaughtered them all. He killed them, and not just the men, but the women and the children too. And in this moment, he throws something, and talking about how it's not fair, right? And he throws something with a lot of force, no pun intended. Like, he's strong, plus he's got, you know, force thing, you know, this ability to push things with his mind. He throws something while he's enraged, and it's building. You can feel it. The music is building. He's building. And he throws it, and it just goes, tink, against the wall. And I'm like, why was there not a loud thud? Or, like, stuff falling in the background. Like, that's, it makes funny. No sense. It bothers me. Like, it took me out of the moment instantly. Yeah. I was so mad. I was like, unless that's something intentional, like how he's still graceful or something. Like, I don't know. Bad call.
I doubt
in the movie, but
I'm gonna have to watch it. I'm gonna have to look for that next time and be like, how come it doesn't break things?
I mean, all he has is like a spare part, but it's metal. Like, if I threw if I threw like my little, like, you know, USB adapter, it's still gonna make some noise if I throw it angrily.
Is it because it's on? Yeah, I don't know. Is it the, like, material those little huts are made out of, maybe?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
But. Well, all right. Well, anyway, that's a moment you didn't appreciate. What is your favorite Attack of the Clones moment, then?
Okay, so...
Don't steal mine.
We'll just go back and forth. We'll do a few. We'll go back and forth. I think my all-time moment, and I don't know why, and it's a moment that just gets me every time, and I think it's the music in it, but it's the very last scene in the movie when Anakin and Padme get married. There's just something so, like, serene and beautiful about that scene. Like I said, I think it's the Padme theme in it, and on Naboo, it's beautiful. Like, they're getting married. R2 is there. I think 3PO is there. And I don't know, like, there's just something that I just, it was like, I don't know. I just remember growing up, I always thought about that scene. Like, you know, there'd be a girl you like or something. I'll be, that would the scene I would be imagining. Like, you know, like that was
it.
Oh,
man.
So I don't know. Like, that's where the life of a nerd, right? What do you imagine? Just hanging out with my crush, you know, replaying the Naboo scene.
On Naboo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what it is. But what about you?
My favorite scene in that movie is when Yoda first ignites his lightsaber. And so much of it is just that memory where, so Tyler and I have been friends for a long time, but we saw this movie in theaters together when we were kids. And when Yoda pulls his lightsaber out and ignites it for the first time, you've never seen Yoda with a lightsaber to this point in a movie. Like, you've not seen it. I guess as a kid, I guess I just assumed he didn't use one because he was little. And, like, what's a little guy like him going to do with a lightsaber, you know? So it was just like it was a shock moment to me. Like, oh, he has one. And I remember Tyler and I, we weren't sitting immediately next to each other. We had somebody between us, and we just both leaned forward and looked over at each other and just, like, mouths dropped open, as, you know, a 7 and 8 year old or whatever. And we were just, like, in complete awe of what was unfolding before us. And then Yoda just like goes ham and he's like flipping all over the place, crazy nuts. And it's just like, this is cinema. This is amazing.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite memory. Like, yeah, you're, if I remember right, I think you're on my right, my, like my right side. Like that's how I remember it at least.
I don't, yeah, I can't remember that part, but.
And maybe this is where I was, maybe this is sort of the memory or the thing I was going to tell you about it the other day. But like, I think this movie is also really special, like, because it, like when I actually sit down and think about it, like, I think this is our first Star Wars memory together. Like that I can like that I can remember. I'm sure we watched it together. I mean, you know what I mean? But like, clearly this is a, one of those core memories.
Yeah.
I remember why. And that's the thing. There's people in between us. I honest to God can't tell you who was with us. It was our dads. Like,
I'm sure.
Like, I know that.
Dads, yeah.
But I only know that, like, because, like, that's the only obvious choice, like, that would have taken us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't physically remember anybody else there. Like, I remember you there, though. I remember that moment. And I still think about that every time I watch that scene. Like, overall, that's probably my favorite memory. And, you know, I think I was probably at that age where I still retain those memories, you know, 7, 8 years old, however old I was at the time. And actually, we were probably the same age. Yeah. The way if the dates fell. But yeah, that's a good one. I can't top that. Good night, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
And that's all we've got for you.
That's all
we've got. Fun scene. Just such a fun moment in Star Wars, and it really opens up the door for a lot of what's going to happen afterwards. Man, that movie is so it's got some low points, but it's got some really cool parts too.
What would Padme do if she was in your situation? She would do her duty. I love the way like they yell at the clones in the movie, because like they tell them something, but then there's that like kind of just like pause, and then I think Mace does it and Padme does it, where they're just like, well, let's go. Yes. Oh, it's that whole dynamic is wild too, just like yes, general, yes sir. Like, oh, I literally have no idea who you are.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about the clones as part of this movie, and I was like, this is when we see them for the first time, right? And hear about them. We have
we've heard of the clones, like the Clone Wars, we heard in episode 4.
Yeah.
But I think that's really the only thing.
Like, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Before that.
And then all of a sudden, and then just think like, the clones have been such a huge part of everything Star Wars since then, you know, like,
yeah,
obviously Clone Wars series, they're main character, like they're some of the prominent characters in Rebels. We've got Bad Batch that came out. It's like all of this it just really like set the stage for so much as to what's to come. And it's like Attack of the Clones is one of the more like key movies in the Star Wars franchise, and you kind of miss that fact, you know, like so much is built off that film, even compared to episode one. Like, it's just
episode one almost feels impactful. Like the outlier, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it, like in terms of the story, and I know there's a huge time gap, so I get that, but like it really just kind of feel out of place in terms of all of that.
It's kind of its own isolated thing, and then Attack of the Clones opens the first page of what we're about to see afterward.
It's funny because I guess it's exactly what it is, but it's like you ever watch like the first season of a show, and then you go back and you watch the whole show. It's a good show, and then you kind of go back and restart it, and you're like, this just feels off because they didn't know the characters yet, so the dialogue wasn't quite there. You didn't know, they weren't really giving anyone like the amount of screen time maybe they deserved yet.
Right,
that's what this is for the clones. Like, no one was getting a shining spotlight. There wasn't really a lot going on with them. They were just kind of there, and then you know you get everything else behind it. Now going back, it's like, this is weird. Because it's not the clones I know and like love, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. I know them as individuals, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. in this movie, they're just yeah. treated as just one big army, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
But that's
it's funny how awesome it's funny how it builds movie. Into that too. Like, it starts as this just weird thing. We're gonna throw it at you, and we're gonna see what happens. And then it was like, oh, let's turn it into this massive thing. We've got clone characters that survive years and years and years and years throughout the franchise. And so, but I thought about that. Yeah, I was like, oh man, that's a big deal to come out of this movie that everyone hates.
And I think it's touched on, I think, a little bit in the show, and it's definitely talked about. And in the Brotherhood book that was released, it kind of goes a little more into it too. But in terms of like the Jedi themselves, like, they're peacekeepers that are just thrown into this war, and now they're soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. this book has delved into that a little bit with it, with the whole Anakin aspect of like, he never gets a chance to be like a Jedi Knight.
Yeah.
In the terms of like a Jedi Knight, he's just like, all right, you're a Jedi Knight now, so you go kill some droids. Like,
mm-hmm.
like yeah. that's crazy. And obviously that's a very a hindering factor in yeah. the Jedi Order.
Yeah. I never thought about it from that perspective for Anakin.
Yeah.
It's like, how many Jedi teachings did he miss because he had to learn how to be a general, right? Like,
yeah. And if you think about it, like, from an emotional standpoint, like, he's not that he is falling in love, because he's loved Padme forever, right? But like,
mm-hmm.
he's starting this relationship. He gets married at the Attack of the Clones, like right after this clone army, and this army is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot.
Like, yeah,
there's a lot of traumatic stuff going on right there. A lot of emotional like yeah. intake, uh-huh. and
yeah,
yeah. Which brings me to actually another moment in the movie, but it's when Padme and Anakin are in the most awkward dinner scene you've ever seen in a film. And,
oh my gosh!
And
don't even get me started.
But Anakin is talking about like love, and Padme is like the Jedi aren't allowed to love. Anakin makes mm-hmm. a really, really solid point. Which, by the way, I'm sorry if I keep looking over. Steven's on my screen over here. And I just feel like that's what I'm talking. I feel like I'm ignoring you when I'm looking at the camera. But
it's weird because I feel the opposite.
But she's like, basically, you know, like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't love, you're a Jedi. And she's and he yeah. says, well, actually, like, love is a form of like passion. And the mm-hmm. Jedi are. That is one of like the Jedi mottos, is passion. And like, mm-hmm. I forget how he words it. I apologize. But like, yeah. he actually makes a really solid point in his argument basically with her, saying mm-hmm. like how it's yeah. okay to love. And I'm like, yeah, like, he's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just that whole like 5 minutes with the dinner scene, and then where they're by the fire, it's just weird. Really, like, he's really awkward. I think the awkwardness mm-hmm. comes from like it going from 0 to like 60 real quick with them two.
Yeah, it does.
She's sitting there in her like top cutoff thing, you know, like you can see all her shoulders, and she's yeah. like, what are you doing? He goes, oh God, I need to pull up the dialogue.
Oh my goodness. It's just such an like, I'm picturing if it was written nowadays, like, oh man, the stories that happened in all three of those movies were so good, but the dialogue at every step of the way was just atrocious. Like, I don't want them to remake those movies, but if they did, think of how good they could be.
Okay, I'm going to, no, you're totally right. Okay, I'm going to insert this part into my previous segment. So Anakin says, attachment is forbidden, possession is forbidden, compassion, which I would define as unconditional love, is essential to a Jedi's life. So you might say that we are encouraged to love.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Here comes the lines. Are you ready? I'm not role playing this with you. I'm just going to read the lines. We're not going to do that. He goes. So I want to set the scene. Anakin and Padme are fireside. Right? Would that be the correct term? They're sitting by a fire. She's got her very revealing top, in my opinion. It's a very romantic setting, if you will. It's awkward. You can feel the awkward. I'm pretty sure he's sweating. That's probably happening. And can't do it. He goes, Anakin.
Is that what he says?
It's so bad. Okay. Who wrote this? I do want to know who wrote this. Like, was it Lucas? Was it someone else? I believe it is Lucas. From the moment I met you all those years ago, not a day has gone by when I haven't thought of you. And now that I'm with you again, I'm in agony. The closer I get to you, the worse it gets. The thought of being with you, I can't breathe. I'm haunted by the kiss you never should have given me. My heart is beating, hoping that kiss will not become a scar. You are in my very soul, tormenting me. What can I do? I will do anything you ask. Uncomfortable pause. If you are suffering as much as I am, please tell me.
Oh,
I'm suffering watching you say these lines. And I don't diss Hayden Christensen for this, because man, script you were given. He clearly did it much better than I did it just now. And I just, if you are suffering as much as I am, please tell me. Like,
I think if they would have just been like, okay, Hayden, Natalie, they need to have a scene where Anakin starts to like tell her what he's feeling, make it up as you go. I think it would have turned out better.
Okay. They have the whole thing here. He goes, if you're suffering as much as I am, please tell me. She's like, I can't. We can't. It's not possible. She's gotten up at this point.
Yeah.
Anything is possible, Padme. Listen to me. I am Anakin. I just want to point that out. Like, this is me. This is my dialogue. I know. In my heart. She goes, no, you listen. We live in the real world. Come back to it. You're studying to become a Jedi? I am a senator? If you follow your thoughts to conclusion, it'll take us to a place we cannot go, regardless of how we feel about each other. So you do feel something then. I will not let you give up your future for me. You're asking me to be rational. That is something that I know I cannot do. Believe me, I wish I could. I wish I could just wish away my feelings, but I can't.
Oh, man.
Ooh, oh my God, bro. I didn't even catch this line. She goes, at some point in the movie, she goes, please don't look at me like that. He says, why not? I don't know why that was an Obi-Wan accent. She goes, she says, her reply to that is, because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
This is weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
And then she gives the whole, I truly, deeply love you before we die. I wanted you to know. That just fell out of left field. Like,
yeah, I know.
I don't know if you and I have talked about it, but I've always felt like the Clone Wars did a really good job of like kind of making it feel like Padme actually did like love Anakin, right? Or am I thinking the opposite? I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. Their relationship's weird. It's unique to say the least.
Yep. But I think we only feel that because of the writing. Like, I think
I do too.
I think it could have felt normal if it was written normal.
I think George Lucas wrote this script about a girl he had a crush on in high school and imagined how it should have went. That's what I think. Or what would have happened back, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
When he wasn't 50 writing the script. Yeah. Why did she say it makes me feel uncomfortable? That's weird. That line makes me uncomfortable.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's all kind of weird.
I'm glad we got that out of the way. I'm not going to put that in the whole video. Kidding. That was awkward. I feel a little dirty now. I feel icky.
Mm-hmm. But, man. Oh, my goodness.
Obi-Wan's pretty great in this movie.
Obi-Wan is great. He's always great.
Okay, I do have a gripe, though, about Obi-Wan.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't know. This won't happen. And it kind of, like, bleeds into episode 3. But, like, we agree, right, that he's, like, basically the coolest, best Jedi ever. And he's, like, wise. And maybe he's just wise. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where we get confused. But, like, you know, in my mind, I think of him as an awesome Jedi. He's amazing. But he gets pretty wrecked by Dooku, like, twice in a row on screen.
Yeah, he does,
like, really easily. Yeah. Like, real easily. Honestly, would have been killed if it weren't for Anakin in episode 2.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a very good point, because it just makes you wonder, like, because think about, like even in episode 3, the beginning, right? Anakin wrecks Dooku.
Mm-hmm.
But then later
Obi-Wan
beats Anakin.
Like, I assume the whole assumption there is Qui-Gon trained Dooku, Dooku trained Qui-Gon, who trained Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's where the upper hand comes in. Like, Dooku's that good, which makes Anakin look all that much better when he wrecks Dooku. I think maybe that's what we're supposed to take away from it.
I think so, too. I think we're supposed to be like, oh, shoot, he is pretty powerful.
And I think we can agree that Anakin would have whooped Obi-Wan in that fight, and the only reason he doesn't win is because of his emotions.
I think so, too, yeah.
Like, That to me, that is the only reason Obi-Wan wins that fight. It's because he's a little more rational about it.
Yeah, I think so.
But, yeah. Oh, man. Best fight scene. Man, I'm still reeling over the fact that you think we're getting a better fight scene in this. And I hope you're right. I really do hope you're right.
I hope so, too, man. I do. Man, I'm so excited for next week. I am super pumped to finally get to see this show. We're one week away, Tyler.
Do you want to just talk about Obi-Wan for a minute? Because for the rest of the episode, because like it, this might be like our last episode before like reaction episodes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Obi-Wan. So like, I'll see you on the other side, man. Like,
yeah.
Steve and I will probably release a reaction video. We're getting 2 episodes next Friday. Do not forget. 2 episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm-hmm,
You're releasing Top Gun and Stranger Things on the same day is foolish. So,
yeah, nobody's going to watch that.
I am stoked for Stranger Things, but come on. No.
I didn't know you watched that.
Top Gun? Dude, it's one of the best shows. It's so good. The guy, one of the writers on it, this is a total side note, maybe I'll take this out. One of the writers on it is Sean Levy, who did Free Guy and the other Ryan Reynolds movie.
Okay,
or whatever. Okay. He's going to do Deadpool 3. He said there's multiple episodes in this next season that are longer than both of those movies. Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's so good. I'm so excited.
I've not even watched Stranger Things.
Bro. It's so good. The first season is amazing. Second one's good, but you're like, oh, it's not the first season. And then the third season, they're like, okay, this is so good.
When does the new season come out?
May 27th. And they're actually doing it two parts. So it's like part one's May 27th, like probably a few episodes. And then like July 4th or something is the second part.
Hmm.
I assume this is the last season. That's the way it's kind of been built up. Which kind of has to be because they're getting older so quickly. Because like the kids were legit like 11 when the first season came out.
I was going to say, I know it's kids, and now they're not kids.
Yeah, now they're not. And the pandemic didn't help.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Maybe takes place in Hawkins, Indiana.
Oh, in Indiana? That's cool. Oh, right, because I know you see like a Purdue sweatshirt at one point on that show.
Mm-hmm. It's like super good. They always kill off they kill off the characters that you fall in love with like in one episode. It's great. It's fantastic. Nice. I don't know if you played Dungeons and Dragons, but a lot of it's based off of that stuff.
I have not played it, but I am I know it.
Okay.
And yeah, I've played other games by the same company.
Okay. Fair enough. But Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Gosh, dude. And the there's just so much to unpack and talk about, and nothing you guys probably haven't heard or seen, but like the behind the scenes photos, this Vanity Fair shoot that they just released, like it all looks so, I am just, Disney said, oh, you didn't like our movies? Try this on for size. And okay.
Yeah. So was there, like, was there an article to go with those pictures? Cause I just saw the pictures.
It's going to be in the next issue of Vanity Fair. So there's a huge article.
Oh, it's not out yet. Okay.
I think some of it might be, but
the rebellion is going to be televised thing. Is that just telling us that we're going to get a bunch more shows in that era?
I think so. Cause we're going to get Cassian. So there's in the photos there, Mon Mothma was in the photos. So we're going to get the start of the rebellion sort of, or we're going to see a lot of that, which lends me to believe, like, are we going to see Hera and stuff?
We have to,
like, Hera and Chopper, like, we already saw Chopper in Rogue One,
right?
For like in the background, we heard Hera's name over the thing, so like she's part of the rebellion, right?
Yeah,
and like and in Rebels, like you see her, like they're kind of their own faction that help really form the rebellion. Like when you really sit down and think about it,
they're so integral. Yeah,
yeah. Like I actually started rewatching Rebels recently, and in the episode, Sabine says to Hera, "I just need to know that what we're doing is worth the fight." She's like, I don't know if we can make a difference, just us. So like it really is just them, and there's other rebel cells, but like I do think they're one of the key parts making such a big splash. Like we see how the rebel or the Empire like really takes a notice on them and sends their big guns in after them, the Inquisitor in after them, the Grand Inquisitor. So we get to see Inquisitors and Darth Vader in the same show, like you know what I hope? You know what I hope? Oh my god. So I've not played Jedi Fallen Order, but there's a cutscene in it towards the end where he kills the Inquisitor, right? Because she like didn't get Cal or whatever, and Vader goes after whatever. I hope we see like Vader training Inquisitors, and there's one there that like is not getting the job done, and he just annihilates that Inquisitor. Like one of the first scenes we see with Vader.
I'm
like,
just
establish
like,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think we get like vicious, hardcore Vader scenes. Like, you know, the Rogue One scene and everyone's like, yeah, that's my Darth Vader.
Yes.
I think we get that like turned up to 11. Like, I think we're going to get some like brutal, like, oh, this is the guy that everyone was afraid of in the galaxy. And this is why. I genuinely think we are going to get some like intense, crazy Darth Vader scenes.
Go ahead.
What I'm hoping for, and to tie that into what we've been talking about, I hope this can be some sort of like redemption for Hayden Christensen. And I don't know how they like let him act in it. You know what I mean? But I hope they do. And we come out of this show and say, wow, he did an awesome job playing the mix of Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader. Cause I want to see the mix. You know, we've seen this, the scenes in the trailer of like them putting the suit on and stuff. I want scenes of the mask off, you know, like I want to see, oh man,
like out of the so back to tank and stuff. See.
Yes.
And that's the thing with Hayden too, is you could have easily done, so like with Daniel Logan in the Book of Boba Fett, they kind of use CGI to like do his younger self again, or I think they used some unused footage, and like they could have brought Hayden back just to do flashback scenes or asked for his permission to incorporate his likeness for flashback scenes. But no, they're like, we want you back to play Darth Vader. They could have put anybody under that suit.
Yep.
Like in Rogue One, it's a completely different actor that's never done it before. I think that's the only time he's done that. Like anybody. But no, like we've seen behind the scenes, you know, shots and stills of him training and fighting. And I think there's an interview where he basically states like the fighting style is going to be more in line with the prequels than anything else, which was very intense and, you know, and stuff. And, you know, I thought I read something else that, like, how this is like, this is going to bring like their emotional tie back into the mix of things. How like,
oh, baby. Which is why you have to have Hayden, because.
Yes, I agree.
Anything else, like, you can say whatever you want about the prequels, but you know, you felt the connection between Anakin and Obi-Wan. Everyone did. It was there. And that's Hayden Christensen, and that's Ewan McGregor. And we get to see it. And I'm so interested to see how they do it behind the Darth Vader mask. But the fact that they brought Hayden and not somebody else, it's for that. For that reason.
Okay. So the only time. So, okay. First off, we're totally going to get a flashback scene from the one scene in episode 3 that makes me cry, where it's Anakin and Obi-Wan for the last time together, right? He's like, mm-hmm. May the Force be with you, my friend. Right? Like, yeah. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, oh God, we're going to get that, right? I think we're going to get that flashback. So like in episode 4, there's like, they're like fighting, you know, as if they're like 80 years old, and they're like, ah, Master of Evil, Darth, and all that corny stuff. Like, we're going to get an emotional conversation with him in the mask, aren't we? With Obi-Wan, yes. Like, not lightsabers out, like, they're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hope to God, if he mentions Ahsoka's name in this show, like, while he's talking to Obi-Wan, like, you can save me, Ahsoka couldn't have saved me, because we can do that now. Everybody knows who Ahsoka is. We can do that.
Yes.
For the people that are just getting used to Ahsoka, that maybe haven't seen the series, they're going to be like, wait, what do you mean? Like, Vader knows Ahsoka?
Why does she matter so much?
Exactly, which, so this is all a win for Disney, all of this, to include stuff like that. Yeah. We're going to get that. Dude, someone mentioned it in a group I'm in. Like, are we going to get, like, flashbacks of, like, live-action young Ahsoka and, like, possibly maybe Ashley Eckstein plays her in those? Because she can't.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Like, I'm getting more excited the closer we get. I don't think it's really set in until right now, like how close we are. And like,
we are so, like, if you're Disney, okay, and you need a live action young Ahsoka, why not
Ashley Eckstein?
Why not Ashley Eckstein? Right? Like, it's literally all makeup and costume.
You get the voice.
Like, and you get the voice. And the voice
of a shorter stature, so it makes sense in those. Yeah. Like, why not? Like,
I think it's just so much makeup that you can make her look similar enough to like a young Rosario Dawson. You know, like, you can make it work.
You could do it. You could definitely do it.
And no one's going to be like, oh, darn. And the voice will be, because the voice is so, her voice is unique enough.
It's Ahsoka, yeah. It's. So, and it's her voice. Like, it's, I just, like, when I hear Ashley Eckstein talk, I'm listening to Ahsoka. You know,
yeah.
So,
and I think we're gonna, like, if they're Disney, and if they're setting up what I think they're starting to set up,
the Avengers,
they're going to give us, I think we're getting. It feels like what their plan is to fill in the gaps between episode 3 and episode 4 with a bunch of shows, right? Like,
yeah. Like,
which, and you know what the most important thing happening between episode 3 and episode 4 is? It's Darth Vader. And so, like, the flashbacks that
literally
we're
hunting Jedi. Yeah.
I still think we get a Vader show, but that's beside the point. If they want,
there's no way
to, oh, if they want to portray the like emotion of Anakin Skywalker, where we're at now in the franchise, you have to include Ahsoka Tano.
You have to, like, especially if you want to pull on those heartstrings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right? I mean, and that's one of the most heartbreaking episodes when she leaves the Order, and Anakin's trying to tell her not to leave. Right, so
yeah, and then he did, and it's just like, oh man, it's gonna be really cool.
She literally says, "I won't leave you, not again," in Rebels. Like, if the Vader in Ahsoka confrontation in Rebels does not get you feeling some sort of way,
right?
I don't know. I've never heard of Star Trek Celebration, but that's probably where you belong if that doesn't get you feeling some type of way. Because
Oh my gosh.
And the thing, okay, I don't know how to say this without maybe, I don't know, it might sound silly, I guess, but like,
sure,
there's Darth Vader and there's Anakin Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same person, more so less, mm-hmm. right? Anakin mm-hmm. becomes Vader, completely different. I guess Anakin does kind of die.
Yeah.
It's been really hard to, like, even in episode 3, be like, that's the same person. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Like, it's hard to watch the original totally trilogy and be like, yep, that was Anakin Skywalker. Or,
right.
yep, that's Darth Vader in 20 years from episode 5. But, like, the things I've been seeing and, like, Hayden doing the interviews, like, I'm starting to finally feel that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I do hope we get some helmet stuff, like, with it all, with the helmet off that you were talking about, because I think it's going to drive that home a little more. Just mm-hmm. like, I want to feel, I don't think we'll get it just because of like the Rebels moment, but like, I would love to see Hayden Christensen in the Vader mask with it half open and to see Hayden Christensen's face.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the moment for me. I'm like, this is like the kid or the, like the person we loved mm-hmm. and he's gone.
Yeah.
But I can see him.
Yeah.
Like, I want that. I don't think we've gotten that. And I know people have felt that connection, but like, I feel like for me, there's mm-hmm. just been something, and maybe this show is it. Maybe this is what I've been waiting
for.
And I don't know, like some of the Vanity Fair stills, like there's Vader and the Inquisitor and Obi-Wan. I felt it a little bit more there. I'm like, oh my God. You know, the coolest part of the Vanity Fair photo shoot is the shots that aren't like all done up for like the cover. Like in the past when they would do lightsaber scenes in the movies, it would be like the lightsaber and it would be a stick. And then they would cover over the stick and the thing. And mm-hmm. now it literally looks like a lightsaber you would buy from Galaxy's Edge. Like it lights up.
Yeah.
It lights mm-hmm. up. It's got the tip. Like that's not quite lit up. It's like, it mm-hmm. looks like a lightsaber. Cause that's probably what it is. Like,
yeah.
Like, and then they just put the effect over that pole, like over mm-hmm. that blade. And I'm just like, but it's cool to see. Like, it was funny seeing some of the behind the scenes footage of them like posing all ominously, but I'm just like, but I can go buy that and stand there with it too. Like, does it feel mm-hmm. like, do they feel like I got this toy in my hand? But I said that photo shoot looked like the coolest Halloween party you could ever attend.
Like, yeah. Like, that's hilarious.
I really feel bad for casting Andor in this whole photo shoot.
Yeah. Like,
even people were like, Mon Mothma, oh my God. And then Andor's just like,
hi.
Hey.
Yeah, you feel bad for him. You definitely
I hope that show's really good. I hope that show's good.
It probably will be.
Ewan McGregor confirmed that his wife will be in the Ahsoka series, so that's fun. I think that was an accident. What? Probably not supposed to be said out loud. So that's good. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Is she like a...
Yeah, she's... No. Have you seen... I know what you've seen her in. I want to make sure I'm thinking of the right person, though. I know what you're thinking about. I know what you've seen her in. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. Okay. You seen Sky High?
Yes.
She's the love interest that ends up being the villain. That girl. She's also in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, which is a great movie. Final Destination, I remember. 10 Cloverfield Lane. 10 Cloverfield Lane is such an underrated movie. I just want to throw that out there. it's fantastic. But yeah, she's got some good movies. She's got a lot of movies. She's been in some good stuff, though. I've always liked the stuff she's in. But yeah, she's going to be in Ahsoka series. Honestly, like, do you have her pulled up right now?
Yeah, I do.
At all? Okay. Look at, like, go to images and just, like, not from Sky High. Just why is this in Spanish? What did I hit? I don't know what that means. Okay, so pull her up, go to images, and tell me she would not be a perfect like Inquisitor. I think she would have been a dope Inquisitor. I think she's got that look.
I could see that,
like a Seventh Sister maybe or something. Watch her be the seventh sister, and then this episode is just the coolest, like, foreshadowing prediction moment ever.
Oh, man.
Man. Actors are wild, that, man.
Actors are wild. That lightsaber, like, fight is going to look... Think about how cool the Obi-Wan Anakin lightsaber fight is in episode 3. It's going to be a blue and a red lightsaber this time.
Did you ever watch the THXX or whatever it's called redo of the episode 4 fight? If not, I would go to YouTube, or I'll try to send you a link. Maybe I'll send it to you on the show notes. Someone like basically like filmed like what would the fight actually be like? And dude, it's wild. If it's and yeah, it's pretty cool. And they use some of the footage from the actual movie too. Like, it's pretty cool. I'll probably watch it after this. We're gonna get the Battle of the Heroes theme again. You realize that? Do you think Obi-Wan will say "I love you" again, or "I loved you"? You're my brother. I think we talked about this a few
weeks. He won't say exactly that, but he'll say something.
But a variation
along that realm, yeah. Or we're gonna get like a Darth Vader mocking it.
Don't you know? I'll be so mad. Not from like that stupid, but just because like, F you, Darth Vader. Why would you say that?
He's let's not forget, he is supposed to be a villain.
He's gonna blame Ahsoka and Obi-Wan for leaving him.
I think he's gonna I could be wrong, but I think we're gonna get some like, oh, it's gonna like reshape the way we think about Darth Vader.
Tell me if I'm right. Are you picturing it or visualizing it? And I guess it's not really spoilers. But like, are you picturing it kind of like the Scarlet Witch, Wanda in Doctor Strange 2? Like how they do straight up make her the villain?
Yes.
Because it's very hard to sympathize with her in that movie. Right?
Yes. I think it's going to be like they're gonna play on your like emotions, right? But they're gonna crush them. They're not gonna like make it feel sad. They're not gonna make it feel like, oh, poor Anakin. They're gonna make you be like,
yes,
holy crap, look what he turned into. And then you're gonna be like, oh, this is why the entire, like, think of what he accomplishes. The entire galaxy is afraid of him. And we just haven't seen the, like, we kind of know the things we do that he does and all that, you know, what he accomplishes. We've not seen it yet. I think we start to see it in this and the Vader show that I'm confident we're getting.
I hope you're right. I think you're right. It's because he is kind of like beloved, right? Like, I mean, not kind of, he is beloved. And I think, you know, they say don't meet your heroes because they end up being like assholes. Yeah. I kind of hope we do get that moment where you're just like, wait, what? Why? Like, why do I have this Vader tattoo? This guy is the worst, right? And like, and I think really the only moment I can think of off the top of my head, and I'm sorry I'm referring to it again, but it's probably my favorite, like, probably my favorite, like, Star Wars scenes is like the whole Ahsoka thing in Rebels with him. He's kind of a douche doer. Like, he's like, Anakin Skywalker's dead. Like, he's like, oh, Anakin, yeah, he was dead. Well, I won't leave him this time. Well, then you're gonna die. So, like, that's the only time we get that.
And
really,
he about kills her. The only reason he doesn't die is because of Ezra, right? So it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. And we're gonna see this in real life. You know what I think? I think I just decided how I think this show is gonna end.
Well, don't spoil it for me. Dang, dude. Tell them.
Right. So, we have.
I want to know.
We have the theory about how there's like a Jedi in this show that Vader's chasing and the Inquisitors are chasing after and Obi-Wan's trying to help. I think this show is going to end with Obi-Wan saving that Jedi from the Inquisitors. Vader shows up and just slaughters him.
That's the reaction they want. Right there. Yep, there it is.
And I think it's going
to
be...
I couldn't believe the audacity, like, you just said that, but that's exactly what they want.
Like, almost like a surprise, shocked almost thing, like, oh, wow, Obi-Wan did it. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, like Vader because grabs this is a dark show. Out of yeah,
we have to remember this is not going to end on a hopeful note. There's no way.
No,
it can't.
It can't. There's like think we know where this goes to, and it's not hopeful. It's gonna
they,
be.
I'm pretty sure they said they've had to rewrite it to make it not so dark, like or gloomy. Like
yeah, but it is. It's right. Gloom. Like it is a gloomy time.
What is that? I'm off tomorrow. I just have to go in to like do some stuff and then I'll be done.
Okay, well, probably, I gotta leave at 8. Unless you wanna drive.
Oh, you gotta leave at 8?
Yeah. I gotta be there by 8:40.
I'll move it in a little bit.
Alright.
I'll move.
Yeah, park behind her.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I just gotta remember I don't turn too quickly.
No, you're good. I'll park over. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Go on.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that is my theory about how the show is going to end. I have one more theory that I want to throw at you that I don't think I've talked about yet. I just thought about it the other day. Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things we have heard, and I listen here, is that Darth Maul is not in this show because they put Darth Vader in instead, right?
And he was never supposed to be in the show. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. What if that was just like their way they decided to trick us? And he just like totally is in this show.
Wait, that's who they're hunting. What if Maul is on Tatooine because he's looking for Kenobi? And there's a key point I'm missing here in Rebels. I'm sure because it's been so long since I've seen those arcs. But
I'm trying to think of how the timeline works, but
so he does go to that's where they finally battle is on Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of how he.
But that would have been a good chunk of time after this.
That would have been probably almost 10 years after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because remember, Luke and Ezra, same age.
Is Darth Maul... Okay, Star Wars canon reveals the answer. Let's see. God, he's so menacing in episode 1. Okay, twin sons is canon, and throughout Rebels, two things are made clear. Maul does not know where Obi-Wan is hiding. He doesn't know about Luke Skywalker. Okay, cool. We know that. But it doesn't mean he's there. Doesn't mean he's not there looking for him.
Right, right.
Who is the Jedi they're hunting?
I think it's a new character.
That he's going to kill. This is wild. I can't right now, dude.
I think that's what's going to happen. It's probably this is the one that has a Kamali, whatever. That's yes. Right. That's, I'm not mixing up shows. Yes. Okay.
So do you think it's a him. Young Jedi or do you think it's just a Jedi?
Just a Jedi. Like maybe he's a Jedi master. I don't know. But a Jedi, they're hunting. Obi-Wan tries to help him. They save him at the very end. And then Darth Maul murders him or Darth Vader murders him.
Bro, oh my
and
god!
Then I,
okay,
and then I just thought about like, what if Maul is just actually in this show, and they just
do you remember
threw that at us to where... make it a surprise?
Maybe. I mean, they've been good at keeping stuff hidden.
Exactly.
Do you okay? Remember the scene in the Clone Wars? I forget the guy's name, but basically he's told like Obi-Wan, and he's like, "Listen, you're gonna have to kill me." If you want to save, he's got the bomb trigger in his hand. So you're gonna have to save me if you don't want me to blow this, or you're gonna have to kill me if you don't want me to blow the ship up with you and everybody on it. And Obi-Wan's trying to do his Obi-Wan thing where he's like, "We're not gonna kill you. We're not cold blooded killers." And then you just see the blue lightsaber go through the back of him, and it's Anakin. He's like, "Hey, like I had to do it. He was gonna kill everybody, mm-hmm. right?" Very lighthearted mm-hmm. moment. That's very foreshadowing. What if like mm-hmm. we see Obi-Wan save the Jedi? He turns around to say something to him, and then you just see the red.
Well, that's how I'm picturing it, right? Is okay. Something just like completely out of nowhere, shocking. You're just like, I thought he made it.
And you think it's an Inquisitor, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's after the Inquisitor gets... Because the Grand Inquisitor has to make it out of this. And the Fifth Brother. So where they end up, I'm curious where that goes. But they have to make it out of this. Maybe they get sent on a... I wonder if this series is the one where, like, maybe the Grand Inquisitor is just doing a piss poor job. And Vader, I think we get an Emperor appearance, by the way. I do think that happens as well.
You think what?
I think we get an Emperor appearance. Like, with a hologram or something.
Yeah.
Maybe the Emperor or Vader is like, listen, there's this Jedi you need to go find. Because I think Kanan and the Grand Inquisitor have come crossed paths before or something similar. I do. Before Rebels. I almost wonder if we kind of get that whole, like, there's this Jedi missing Caleb Doom. Like, we think we might have word on him. Go find him. Maybe that.
Yeah.
And then that leads to the Grand Inquisitor can never find him or something like that, you know, for 5 years. But, oh, man. I don't know, dude. Like, we start giving these theories and, like, it starts going somewhere. And then all of a sudden I start thinking of other things.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that could happen.
Okay. We got to do this. This is our last episode before episode 1 and 2 comes out of the 6-part series. We need to establish some, like, final, like, thoughts before the series comes out, before we have any inkling, before these first 2 hours come out and, like, we kind of get led in a direction. What is going to happen? Like, just some key points you think are going to happen in this show.
Okay. All right. I'll start us. All right.
Okay.
Big battle between Obi-Wan and Anakin. / Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. However you want to say that. Flashbacks. Yep. Flashbacks of the Clone Wars. Did include Ahsoka.
Stop it. Go on.
I think we get that for sure. Darth Vader kills a lot of people.
I hope so.
I think that's gonna happen. What else? I have other theories, I feel like.
You said Jedi. We get a new Jedi. You think that happens?
New Jedi. Sure? Yeah. New Jedi.
That gets killed. You call him the death?
Yeah.
Okay. New Jedi that gets killed.
New Jedi.
That's my favorite.
Gets introduced. A lot of the show is that guy getting guy. I assume guy because I'm assuming it's that one actor that looks like he's wearing a Jedi robe in the picture.
Yeah.
So
probably.
That's that assumption.
Also, that's very meta for, like, Disney. It's like, you don't like new characters, here's a new one, dead.
Yep. So that's my okay. assumption here. Yeah, and then I think at the end of this show we either get some sort of post credit scene that intros the Vader series that we get in like 2 years. Or the last scene is like I don't even know what's the word I'm looking for, like a preview where Vader's talking to the Emperor and he's like, go find Cal, whatever his face is, or something or other. Yeah. Yep, those are my theories.
I think we should get I think the post-credit scene should be like, it goes like dark. And then you just hear the and then you hear like a just, there's nothing on the screen, you just hear the conversation between Vader and like the Emperor, like that, like Lord Vader. Like, because Vader doesn't know about Luke, so we're not going to get any of that.
Nope.
And
it wouldn't make sense.
It could be Cal. I hope they don't push the Grogu thing. I love Grogu to death, but I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then Yeah, we get something like that where it teases it. Like, oh, what if, bro? What if it's just the car, right? And the, just like Lord Vader, rise.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says like Darth
and
Vader
then,
will return.
And then, yeah,
that's all it says. And then I all say, "Duh!" There's like all trilogy. And then
Lord Vader will return in Star Wars
in Episode 4. Yeah. In Rogue One.
I'd be dying.
I respect that troll so much.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. It's
so funny.
Yeah, we'll get that. So we'll get, what was that? What? No, hello? Yeah, so that was my mom. I just don't know if she was talking to me or if she was just talking loud somewhere else.
Yep.
See what we're gonna get Vader. No, I think we're gonna get Ahsoka. We're gonna get the Emperor. We're gonna get a conversation between Obi-Wan and Anakin, or I'm sorry, Darth Vader and Obi-Wan, that is just purely like the most emotional thing I'll have ever heard. It could literally just probably be Padme and Anakin's conversation from Episode 2, and I'll probably cry. Because it'll be emotional. We're going to get flashbacks. Dude, flashbacks with Ahsoka, that's going to be hard. That's going to be hard to deal with. We're not going to get an Obi-Wan lightsaber ignite. Like, he's not going to use lightsaber till Episode 6. Do you think we get to see the Inquisitors use the helicopter portion of their lightsaber? Like,
no, I don't think so either.
I don't know why people hate that. I think that's awesome. Maybe they're just spinning it and they're jumping really high and it's just helping them. Whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get a Kanan mention.
Yeah, I could see
that. Do think we get a Caleb Doom mention.
Yeah.
And I know I'm probably out of my depth here. It's probably, I know we've talked about it. It's probably wrong since apparently she's been now quoted or now titled this third sister. But I do think Reva, she looks like a very integral part of the show from the press we've been seeing, from the pictures we've been seeing. Mm-hmm. I do think she is some sort of the Revan character. I'm going to call that.
I like that.
I'm just throwing it out there. I forgot I had
one more theory that I forgot about too. We're going to get a Hondo appearance.
Bro! Oh, God! No! Oh, I can't. That's my favorite one you've said so far. You've been so far out of my mind with this show.
I know.
Bro. My favorite. I'm going to end on that one. That's my favorite. We'll get a Hondo appearance.
One Hondo appearance.
Oh, we will get a Cad Bane appearance. I do believe that as well. I do think that is happening. I've seen things that lead me to believe that is happening. So
that makes sense.
Which it does make sense. Maybe they're hired by the Inquisitors or something. Maybe he's whatever. I think we see that. But young Boba, Hondo, there's so many possibilities.
Hondo informs Obi-Wan.
Stop. Then you're going to make Rebels so much more emotional when you do this. Because he talks about knowing Jedi and being friends with one of them. Stop. Stop. You know he loves Obi-Wan so much.
He does. And Ezra.
Obi-Wan is so annoyed by him.
More than anyone.
He loves Ezra, dude. Ezra is his child. It's his adopted son. Uh-huh. I love it so much. Oh my God. Dude. Okay, well, we're gonna end on that because I don't
call it quits.
We're gonna call it quits on that. But oh my God, dude, I am so excited for the show. It comes out in a week, in a little over a week, depending on when you're listening to this. And wow, we get to see Ewan McGregor again as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Finally,
indeed. Oh my God. God, we're gonna see Hayden Christensen with the Vader suit on when like a back to tank or something. Finally, oh my God, it's gonna happen.
It's going to be so cool.
Oh my God. Well, wait, sorry. Here we go. So Book of Boba Fett, like, introduced the whole idea that he's in the back to tank having the visions, right? Of the past.
Mm-hmm.
So why not do that?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He's nice, like yeah. reliving. Yeah, I think that's...
All the flashbacks. In the So when he's in the back to tank, he won't have the suit on, right? Like, that's the... That would be the point.
No, so like... Tank. We saw it in Rogue One with his body in the back of the tank. And he didn't have any of his limbs or anything. Like, it was just, you know, his body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we're going to get the whole, like, suit. We're going to get a suit up. Cue Barney Stinson suit up. And Sir Vader.
Oh, man.
Have you met Vader?
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Okay. That's so we're going to end on that note. Wow. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. If you stayed with us this long, Kenobi comes out very, very shortly. Mm-hmm. Star Wars Celebration is next week. There's so much going on in the next few weeks for Star Wars. If you're going to Celebration, come find me. I'll be out and about. Come find me. Follow us on our Facebook page, on our Twitter. You'll find out where I am. Come get some cool swag. We got cool swag. I don't think I have any in front of me right now. But we got some cool swag. Stickers. We got stuff. Guitar picks. We got guitar picks. Those are pretty dope.
Yeah, those are cool.
Come find those. So, till next time, guys. Hopefully, I will see you next week. Hopefully, you will join us again on this podcast YouTube show. And until next week, guys, may the Force be with you.
See you guys.